Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Terry, we are again fortunate to have a terrific guest with us today. We have Joanne from FetchaCure.
Cool.
Welcome, Joanne.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We've got some things that we want to hear about from you today, but for those who don't know, can you start with telling our listeners about FetchaCure's mission?
Absolutely. Our mission is to provide education, awareness, and funding for pet cancer-related issues.
And you have some very special programs within your organization.
We absolutely do. We not only do we provide education, awareness, preventative information, but we have our Companions in Crisis Fund, which people can apply for, and that will help with the ever-so mounting cost of treating your pets for cancer.
I think that is just one of the finest things I've ever heard of. I love that program because no pet lover should ever have to not get their dog treatment because they don't have the money.
Absolutely.
So that's a huge thing that you're doing. Thank you guys for doing that.
We are very proud of that. Thank you.
Yeah, and you all are based in Richmond, Virginia, yes?
We are. We are. We do have a community both south and north of us. So the Tidewater area and Northern Virginia have helped us along our way, and we have veterinarians on our board that are in these areas as well. So.
Oh, that's excellent. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I understand that November is a very special month for FetchaCure.
It is. It's Pet Cancer Awareness Month. So we are coming out full force to get our mission across, along with preventative ways to, you know, hopefully help your pet not develop cancer or keep awareness out there with some things you can do, like keeping your hands on your pet, always feeling for those lumps and bumps, and keeping the 10 warning signs front and center for people. So we, along with awareness, have many, many events as well to get our message out there.
Well, first I have a question. Those 10 things to look for, are those on your website, Joanne?
They are.
And can you tell the folks what your web address is?
It is www.fetchacure.com, and we are in the process of updating, so if you look at it right now, it will be a lot different in about 2 weeks, and we'll have a lot more more detailed educational information on there, but the warning signs are definitely on there and very, very helpful tips for preventative things you can do, and we will be putting out a 4-page insert in Style magazine the first part of November that we hope will reach a lot of folks.
Wow, that's terrific. That's a very popular publication. That should get to a lot of people.
Yes, we're hoping so.
Now, are there any particular events that are happening in November that you would like to mention?
I would. We have quite a few. Actually, we have more than a few, but I'll mention, highlight the few. We have an educational seminar at Tuckahoe Library in Richmond, and Dr. Nancy Gustafson, who is a veterinarian radiation oncologist from Northern Virginia, will come speak on pets with cancer. It's open to the public, free to the public. We are trying to expand our lending library, so we do ask if you can bring a book on pet behavior, medical information on pets, because we're trying to expand our library that
way.
So
you're looking for book donations.
Book donations, absolutely.
Excellent. And now this thing at the library is free?
It's free, absolutely.
And is registration required?
No, it's not. It's 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Tuckahoe Library in the west end of Richmond.
And what is the date on that?
That is November 5th.
Terrific. Okay.
And she's wonderful. She is only one of, I believe, 70 radiation oncologists in the country, and she's wonderful and a brilliant, brilliant doctor.
So. Well, I'm glad we have her in Virginia. That's terrific.
Yes, it is.
Now, what else is going on?
We also have what will be really fun, and we were lucky enough to get a really great sponsor for this, Dominion Resources. So we are opening it up, and it's free to the public, but we are doing our first annual Fetch Film Festival at the Byrd Theater, and that is November 7th and 8th. We have all sorts of, mostly dog, a couple of cat movies, but dog movies that will run all day Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Awesome. That is so cool.
Isn't that cool? And
we'll
have, among the movies, it's Cats and Dogs, Where the Red Fern Grows, Best in Show. We're running that a couple of times because it's just so fun. And we have a French film that translates to A Man and His Dog, which is a newer film, but it never came to Richmond, so we're bringing that in. But, yes, tickets are required, but they are free.
Now, are tickets available online, or will they be?
They will be available online in the next week or two, or you can call our office, and we'll mail you an actual ticket.
And, folks, since you can enjoy these movies for free, be generous with donations to Fetch a Cure.
Thank you. That would help. We're trying to get the message out there, but we need the community support and funding to keep all of these things going. So thank you.
Absolutely. So what else is going on?
What else? We are doing a progressive dinner the 21st of November. That will start at Glave Cosin Gallery on Main Street. There is a charge for this. It's $50 per person, and it will be cocktails, appetizers at the gallery. And then you will proceed to one of our six designated homes on Monument and in the Fan for a full dinner, and then trolley back to the gallery for dessert and coffee. And we are awarding our first pet philanthropy award to Bill Hall, who has been just a great source of inspiration and helping us get our message out there and behind us 100%. And he has been a real visionary, both with dogs and also incorporating cats into our mission. So we will award him that evening.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah,
it's really fun, and it's going to be really great food. We have different restaurants participating, great desserts, and it'll be a very fun evening.
And a wonderful part of town to have dinner in,
yeah.
Monument Avenue and the Fan. How cool
Absolutely.
Is that?
Absolutely. We have some great houses that people would love to see.
Now, is there a maximum number of people that you can have for that event?
There is. It's about 30 per house, so 150, 200 is the most we can have. We do have a couple of homes that have offered, you know, if we get more than that, then we can open those up. So.
A little overflow. That would be
terrific.
Well, I hope you need those extra two houses.
I do, too.
Well, is there anything else, or should folks just go online to find what else is going on in November?
Go online. We have a cooking demonstration at Mise en Place, and it's a person and pet cooking demonstration. We have Ryan Traylor from Mosaic doing a cooking demo, along with Myra from Three Dog Bakery doing the pet demo.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that neat? Yeah.
That's
down
idea.
In Chaco Bottom. That's on November 19th. We also have a kids' educational seminar and crafts at Whole Foods, and people do need to sign up online. There's no charge, but you need to sign up at wholefoods.com and register. We did this last year where they baked cookies, dog biscuits, and it was so fun, and we talked about, you know, in an elementary way about pet health and keeping your dog safe and healthy, and visits to the vet, and it's really a great way to get kids interested and aware of taking care of their pets.
Well, you guys are terribly creative with your fundraisers and just
you.
Your involvement with the community. I love what you're doing in November.
Thank you. We are very, very excited. We think it's a fun way to get the message out there and get people aware and educated and learn how they can better love their animals.
And that's what we're all about.
Absolutely.
That is.
That's awesome. I can't believe how much you guys are doing in 1 month.
Yeah.
That's a ton of stuff.
Wow, yes. That is an amazing amount to be doing. And my hope for you all, again, is that every piece that you're doing is very successful. Educating folks is huge, just like with human cancer. What I've found personally is that if a pet owner has not ever been touched by canine or feline cancer, they really don't pay a lot of attention
right.
to the fact that it can happen.
Right.
And it certainly has happened in my life with one of my dogs. And from that point forward, you're very aware. And
absolutely.
I'm so happy that y'all are trying to get the word out before it happens to a person's beloved pet.
Yes, thank you. I mean,
bravo.
It's estimated that 6 million dogs this year will be affected by cancer. So, I mean, the numbers are really tremendous. And where it's always been diagnosed with senior pets, it's becoming a younger and younger issue with dogs and cats. So, yeah, we want to get the message out there.
All right. Well, Joanne, anything else before we move on today? If it's nothing else, please do, again, give the folks your web address.
It's www.fetchacure.com, and our office phone number, if you have any questions or want to call for film, should I start over on that?
Yeah, let's just leave a blank space, and Terry will delete it.
Okay.
Go ahead and start over.
Okay. It's www.fetchacure.com or call 525-2193 for more information.
And that's an 804 area code, folks,
it
in
is.
Case you happen to not be in Richmond, because folks do listen to us all over the country and all over the world.
Yep.
And if anyone's curious, they can always call you and ask what they can do in their own community.
That's wonderful. One thing I do want to mention is November is Pet Cancer Awareness Month, like we spoke about, and our campaign is called Seeing Spots, kind of the lumps and bumps issue of seeing spots. And we do have a lot of local retailers in the area that are donating proceeds of their service, whether it's a dog wash or a specific entree item at a restaurant. To Fetch and Air Cause for the whole month of November, and this will be on the Insert and Style magazine, so please look for it and support those participating retailers.
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh, it is.
Great?
Well, Joanne, thank you so much for being with us. And
you're welcome. Thank you.
Again, to our listeners, give generously to Fetch a Cure. And that's it for today.
Bye-bye.